Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the foreign service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. This is Fernando Farias speaking, and together with sound technician Marisa Santillan, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Wednesday, May 8, 2024, with news, with sports, with music. And today we'll have our feature, the Americas in the news, with stories coming from all over the continent. A feature that is produced by Silvana Avellaneda. If you want to get in touch with us, send emails to qslrai@gmail.com or letters also to Maipú Street 555 and then Buenos Aires, Argentina. Both ways are okay for sending reception reports. This show in English is aired Mondays to Fridays at 10:30 p.m. UTC time on the frequency of 5850 kHz. You can also listen to us on our webpage rae.com.ar, where you can find all of our shows available as podcasts, and also the station streams live through that URL, rae.com.ar. You can also listen to us via our app for mobile devices that you can download for free. It's called Digital Rye. Let's get started now with the news. These are the headlines. The death of another Argentine hostage of Hamas was confirmed, and Casa Rosada promises there will be no impunity. The Senate began to analyze Milei's reform bill, the Bases Law. Floods in Brazil, almost 90 dead, and warnings of more storms to come. The Spanish minister who had said President Milei took substances, quote unquote, regretted his remarks. The government changes the name of the Kirchner Cultural Center by decree. It will be called Liberty Palace. Sports. In a controversial match, River tied with Nacional de Uruguay 2-2 for the Libertadores Cup. And these are the news. The Israeli embassy in Buenos Aires confirmed the death of another Argentine hostage held by Hamas, 61-year-old Lior Rudaev. The death occurred on the same day of the attack by the Islamist group against southern Israel, October 7, but was confirmed only yesterday. According to official information, Rudaev died defending the community where he lived, the Nir Yitzhak Kibbutz. The embassy detailed that the victim's body remains in the Gaza Strip. For months, the Argentine was counted among the nearly 130 hostages that are held by Hamas. Following the news, the Casa Rosada issued a statement expressing its condolences to Lior's family. These attacks will not go unpunished, and as they did under previous administrations, also expressed the Argentine government's message. Rudaev was born in Argentina but had been living in Israel since he was 8 years old. Senate committees began to analyze the Milei administration's reform bill known as the Ley Bases Law, which was passed last week by the lower house. The proposal comprises changes in the labor market, in taxation, in the social security system, and also grants extraordinary powers to the president for 1 year. Yesterday, Interior Minister Guillermo Francos defended the bill before lawmakers and assured it will favor the creation of private employment, among other objectives. Meanwhile, members of the opposition denounced that the text passed by the House is different from the one sent to the Senate, for which reason they said the draft is null. However, the ruling party affirms that there was only a typing error. Meanwhile, business representatives expressed their concern about an incentive scheme for foreign investments that is included in the bill. The Argentine Industrial Union and the Steelmakers Association warned that the measure directly threatens national industry. In a letter to senators, the lobbies questioned what they call preferential treatment to imported goods that compete with national products. That item of the basis law was also criticized yesterday by former President Cristina Fernández de Kirchner. During an event, she warned that the advantages to foreign investors will consolidate, quote-unquote, a neocolonial model that will add no value to local production. And she predicted that the regime will condemn Argentines to unemployment. The Spanish minister, who had asserted that President Milei took substances, regretted his remarks. Oscar Puente of the Ministry of Transport stated before the press yesterday, "I did not measure the repercussions of those words. If I had known, I would not have said what I said." And he added that the bilateral rift has been greatly overplayed. Puente considered the controversy ended by affirming, "This issue is over. The relations are good between both countries." The minister had said last week that during the 2023 presidential campaign in Argentina, Mr. Milei made statements under the effect of some substance. The Casa Rosada quickly issued a statement condemning those remarks. The official Argentine message also pointed out that the government of Premier Pedro Sánchez has more important problems to deal with. Among them, it mentions corruption accusations against the Spanish leader's wife, which Sánchez considers an operation against him and which almost led him to resign. In Brazil, authorities updated to 91 the number of people who died amid the massive floods of the past week. According to the same source, there are 1.4 million people affected by the catastrophe in the state of Rio Grande do Sul in the south of the country. They also warned that the situation could worsen with the arrival of new storms. The Brazilian weather agency anticipated rainfall in the border area with Uruguay, which could exceed 200 millimeters in 2 days. A large part of the city of Porto Alegre remains underwater, and images of the disaster are multiplying on social media. For example, at the local airport, it can be seen how the runways were partially flooded with planes seemingly floating. At the moment, official sources say the priority is to rescue those who are still isolated. But there is concern about the lack of drinking water, electricity and hygiene, in addition to vandalism and thefts taking place amid the chaos. The national government will change by decree the name of the Kirchner Cultural Center, or CCK, the largest of its kind in Latin America. This was confirmed by presidential spokesman Manuel Adorni, who also anticipated the new name, Palacio Libertad. The French academic-style construction dates back to the 1920s and is located in the Bajo area of Buenos Aires City. It was originally built to house the central post office and functioned for several decades as the Bureau of Communications. The same radio station you are listening to, RAE, operated from its facilities until the late 1970s. The building began to be recycled about 15 years ago to turn it into a venue for cultural activities. It was reopened in 2015 as the Kirchner Cultural Center in homage to late former President Néstor Kirchner, who governed Argentina between 2003 and 2007 and passed away in 2010. Since the inauguration of Mr. Milei, the government had been anticipating that it would change the name of the venue to a politically neutral one. And these are the news. In the Copa Libertadores, River Plate drew 2-2 with Nacional in Montevideo in a match with controversial refereeing. The Buenos Aires team dominated almost the entire match, but the Uruguayans managed to equalize in less than 2 minutes. Before the end, a brawl broke out on the field due to fouls that the Rivermen demanded to be punished with expulsion. but the Brazilian referee refrained from showing red cards even when a Nacional player punched an opponent in the face. Despite the result, River remains the leader of its zone in the Libertadores. Meanwhile, in the Copa Sudamericana, Argentinos Juniors lost 2-1 away to Racing de Montevideo. With this defeat, the Argentine team remain in third place in Group F. And these were the news on RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo. RAE, Argentina 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentin.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
La RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinien in die Welt.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
All right, let's enjoy now a little bit of music and then we'll share this feature, The Americas in the News, with some stories from all over the continent. But before that, we'll play a great track by the late singer-songwriter Gustavo Cerati, who became famous as the frontman and leader of Soda Stereo.Arguably the most Argentine, the most important Argentine rock band beyond the borders of Argentina. Within the country, there may be some debate between this band, Soda Stereo, and another one called Patricio Rey y sus Redonditos de Ricota about what's the biggest Argentine rock band in terms of fans, in terms of influence, impact, songs, hits, whatever. But beyond the borders of Argentina, the only band that reached, like,myth status is Soda Stereo. They are a huge band in all of Latin American countries, especially in a couple of ones like Venezuela, Mexico, and especially Chile. Chileans are crazy about Soda Stereo's songs. And in fact, Cerati lived for a time in Chile. Cerati passed away in 2014. He suffered a stroke.In 2010, while performing as a solo artist in Caracas, Venezuela. After Soda Stereo broke up in 1997, Cerati embarked on a solo career that gained him more prestige, actually, than his career in Soda Stereo. He was acclaimed by critics by his solo work. And in 2006, he released what many deemed his best album, which included, the album was called Ahí Vamos, no? Here We Go. And the first single is this one we are going to share with you. The track written by him, great guitarist, great songwriter, incredible voice. Well, he had it all, even the looks.It was very good looking. Well, there it goes. Crimen, Crime, a track by Gustavo Cerati.
La espera me agotó. No sé nada de vos. Dejaste tanto en mí.Llamas me acosté en un lento degradé. Supe que te perdí. ¿Qué otra cosa puedo hacer?Otro crimen quedará. Otro crimen quedará sin resolver. Una rápida traición. Salimos del amor.
otro crimen quedará, otro crimen quedará sin resolver.
And this is our supplement, The Americas in the News, that is produced by Silvana Avellaneda with stories from all over the continent. Uruguay and Argentina define their bilateral cooperation schedule and their joint work guidelines for the coming months. This was decided at the third meeting of the Argentine-Uruguayan Integration Commission, the CIAU. This gathering took place last Monday in Montevideo, Uruguay's capital. At that encounter, the progress made in the talks to improve navigation along the Paraguay-Paraná waterway was highlighted. It was also agreed to hold meetings this year of the Joint Commission for Scientific and Technological Cooperation and Consular Cooperation, and to initiate the bilateral oceanic dialogue mechanism. Diplomats from both Argentina and Uruguay also agreed at this encounter to boost the Antarctic Treaty system with the aim of consolidating the White Continent as an area dedicated to science and peaceful coexistence. Chilean Foreign Minister Alberto Van Claveren told Spanish agency EFE that his government, and especially President Gabriel Boric, have better approval outside than inside Chile. He also pointed out that the progressive president leads a project with much more continuity than is sometimes thought. For the diplomat, Mr. Boric embodies a new type of progressive leadership with generational elements, but which relies, he said, on the management of previous left-leaning Chilean administrations. President Boric himself recognizes this, Van Claveren pointed out. And then he continued, I am thinking of the relationship he has with former presidents Bachelet and Lagos. There is much more continuity than is sometimes thought. Paraguayan President Santiago Peña reaffirmed his country's ties with Taiwan during a meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. The leaders expressed their opposition to any unilateral change of the status quo in the Taiwan Straits through the use of force, Japanese media reported on Saturday. Kishida arrived in Asunción after visiting Brazil, where he met with President Lula da Silva in his first trip to South America since taking office back in 2021. Mr. Peña highlighted the 66 years of bilateral relations between Taiwan and Paraguay, the only country in South America to have official ties with Taipei. Paraguay's relations with Japan and the United States should serve as a backstop to help the country resist internal and external pressures to shift recognition from Taipei to Beijing, Peña said. Supporting Paraguay is supporting Taiwan, the conservative leader said. And that was our regional news supplement, The Americas in the News, that is produced by Silvana Avellaneda for RAE, the international service of the Argentine Radio.
Fue mucho mi penar andando lejos del barco, tanto correr para llegar a ningún lado. Estaba donde nací, lo que buscaba por ahí. Es oro la amistad que no se compra ni vende, solo se da cuando en el pecho se siente. No es algo que sea de usar cuando te sirva y nada más. Así es como se dan en la amistad mis paisanos. Sus manos son con cachimate cebado. Y la flor de la humildad suele su rancho para fumar. A vida me han prestado y tengo que devolverla. Cuando el creador me llame para sos piel y sal, abón en mi suelo natal. La luna es un terrón que alumbra con luz prestada. Solo el cantor que canta coplas del alma. Destalla en el corazón el sol que trepa por su voz. Si es el silencio un cantor lleno de duendes en la voz. Mi pueblo es un cantor que canta la chacarera. No ha de cantar lo que muy dentro no sienta. Cuando lo quiera escuchar entra a mi pago sin golpear. La vida me han prestado y tengo que devolverla. Cuando el creador llame para la entrega, que mi hueso es piel y sal, abón en mi suelo natal. Un arriero solitario pasó por Altamirano.
cambiando sus penas por no encontrarlo. Se fue yendo despacito del pago entrerriano. Se viene grande día por el cerro colorado.
Y en las espinas del Churqui se estrella un rayo cortado.
Despierta la niebla con la guaychaqueña. San Francisco de Chañar y también Santa Elena. Un aire de Buenos Aires le dio su canto de viento y se durmió en una huella, en un estilo sin tiempo. Allá Pergamino, tal vez Santa Rosa, lo llora toda la pampa en un rumbos. Que Dios lo bendiga, lo tenga en la gloria, por tanto recuerdo lindo si por su memoria.
Okay, folks, we've done a two songs by the same artist. A deep voice singing folk music is that of Soledad Pastorutti, mainly known as Soledad or even La Sole, the Sole singer or the Sole girl. Now, this is a woman that completely revitalized the folk scene in the back in the 1990s, when, so to speak, folk music was seen as a genre consumed by an older generation, and there wasn't many young people performing folklore. Maybe consuming, yes, but performing big folk music names of that age was uncommon in the 1990s, and that spearheaded a new wave of young artists that became super popular after Sole released her debut album that went, I think it was gold. I mean, it sold hundreds of thousands of copies in 1996, but take into consideration that she was only 15 at the time of the release of her album. She was super young, and still she had that deep voice that characterized her. Later on, she became a star in her own right over the years, and now she's recognized as one of the top folk singers of all time in Argentina. But the first album that really made her a sensation was that first album, released in 1996, called Poncho al Viento, like waving your poncho to the wind, because that's what she did while performing. She was waving a big poncho while performing and singing with that energy. Well, we just shared two songs from that debut album by Soledad that I recommend you to check out on online. Those songs, one is Entra mi pago sin golpear, come into my property or come into my house without knocking, because you're gonna be welcome. There's an open door, everybody is a friend of mine. That's basically the idea behind that that great song written by the Carabajal brothers. And then the song we're listening on the background is called Don Ata, A Don Ata, which obviously is a homage to the unforgettable Atahualpa Yupanqui, one of the top figures of folk music, one of the top songwriters of folk music. And this is a song that is a homage to him, written by Mario Álvarez Quiroga, that Soledad performed and recorded in her debut album. Let's do the headlines again before signing off. The death of another Argentine hostage of Hamas was confirmed, and Casa Rosada promises there will be no impunity. The Senate began to analyze Milei's reform bill, the Ley Bases. Floods in Brazil, almost 90 dead and warnings of more storms to come. The Spanish minister who had said President Milei took substances regretted his remarks. The government changes the name of the Kirchner Cultural Center by decree. It will be called Liberty Palace. Sports. In a controversial match, River tied with Nacional de Uruguay 2-2 for the Libertadores Cup. And this way we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, the international service of the Argentine Radio. The sound technician was Marisa Santillán and the host, yours truly, Fernando Farias. Thank you for listening. Hasta la próxima.